You're in Shin Hei, right.
Gimel.
Yeah, okay. And Gamal Yotzimim will tell us, who can mean kar katan, shenoisin tachas lava. It's like some sort of pillow he put under his tail. I feel like shura lo bizdavo, if it's tied on, elim ke haisik shura bizdavo, ubuchatotro, ubuchayasa has to be that it's tied on in two places, then it's like a malbush, so to speak, it's on a masa.
What's the
shilya
here?
It's not
the placenta.
It's
not the
placenta,
is it?
No, I think it just means blocks its reproductive. I think it's a block, block male animals. I think that's what I'm trying to say. It could be, it's shilya. Like, yeah. I assume, I assume it means like it's a attached inside. I don't know exactly.
Anybody has a translation here?
No. I can look it up later.
Okay.
Yeah, I see it. It says this in different places by animals, but I don't know. He shouldn't go if his leg is tied up. That his hand is tied to his feet. That it can only walk on three, so I guess it's a way to stop it from wandering off. So he can't go out with that rope. Is
you can't tie a chain of gemalim.
Right? They have the picture. They have trains of a caravan has a whole bunch of camels, and he pulls the first one, and they go after. But if he holds all of them together, like for instance, you have dogs. If you have you have 10 dogs, is walking. That would be okay. There are some say you can only take out one animal at a time. Someone takes the behemoth, he pulls it with the rope, or you have to be careful that it doesn't droop down more than a tefach lamata. The damik mon shenoisa biyado is chazim ve'asar behemoth. If it just looks like it's like the mitzvah tans. Right, the Rebbe takes one end, and 20 people take one end, and it like goes on the floor, and then the cow takes the other end. So same idea, and it doesn't really. I mean, technically, you're pulling, but it doesn't really look like it. So therefore, it's a problem.
I think the rope is between your hand and the animal. We're not talking about that part.
You think it's talking about the other side?
The other side of your hand shouldn't go
ahead. I always understood it differently. One second. I should go with Spain. It could be. When I learned the Gemara, I was understood it this way, but it could be that's Pshat. You're right. That's Pshat. That's the case I was talking about. Inachanami. Heishul Yachvid, Adshul Yagia, Betefach, Hasama Chalaret, so it doesn't. It doesn't pull down it doesn't look like it's like pulling the behemoth or something like that. If it's very long, you should wrap it around its neck, tie it around its neck, so that it looks like you're pulling it. Ein chamor yotze merdas bizman shein kshur lo meir shabbos lo bezug. The chamor shouldn't go out with a blanket that's not tied on, or a zug, or some sort of bell, bishu pakok, or a sula shebet tzavar, or some sort of headgear. And luchos shikoshim tzavar tzavar shalei chachech makasa. He keeps his head straight, so he doesn't turn around and bite his wound. Or a tzur shibaragloi, come in tabas avosh oishli mikash. It's a straw ring. A koshim biragli a behema shepsi oseha katzaros. You tie it around the animal who was a short strider. Maka bragla zuvazu, but osin lazel lahagish lotaka zuvazu. It makes it so that They don't bump each other. His legs don't bump each other. That you want to see tie a red string around, you know it's my chicken. A little bit or you tie up their legs so that they won't kick Kalim, knock them down. You can't go out with a little cart that goes underneath. Their tail used to be that the rams, when I remember that they had, we discussed in the Gemara, they had these like very fat tails, which is less common nowadays, or I don't think they do it nowadays. So they used to put like a little cart underneath it so it doesn't drag on the floor. Some sort of wood that you put into his nose. They'll sneeze and sneeze at all the toloim in his head, his nasal cavity or whatever. Love an eagle, but all a cotton shenaisi al tavara, and an eagle with a little yolk. Love is bizmam, zama shemenichem bechotno shal eagle today shal yinayik, or some sort of muzzle or something so it doesn't nurse. Love para, but or shenaisi al dadeha shal yinayik or shmatzim, doors and protection on the other so that other shmatzim don't drink milk from it. Love tzua shemen karnea, but no rope between its Karnayim, between its horns, vein im Hilashima, vein im Lanoi, whatever the reason. They'll say, Tse para o shor bechevel shabbat savara, can't go with a rope around its neck. Visha ena tzicha shmira, that generally, an animal doesn't need, a simple animal doesn't need shmira unless you know it's going to run away. Aval agolim mutarim, visha heim, mordim bekal, agolim, they run away, so they you can allow to keep the string there. Behema can go out with a kamea, which is, I guess the kamea is for behemas to keep it healthy. Nothing that's just not, tested out. We had the in Shin Aleph, we discussed that three times in different things. But for a behema, it's a whole different thing.
Aim Reichman al Gabi Behema. So we said they can't put the cord for simen on chickens, right? So a dog tag is licensed.
Yeah, so it's simple.
You said.
It says before that you can put the collar. You can put a collar.
But if there's a license hanging from the collar,
that could be.
You need a Shabbos collar.
That could be. I don't know. I think the collar.
The collar's okay.
But they have dog tag itself.
Is that Shmir Yisera? That the phone number of who to call if you find the dog? That's Shmir
Yisera? That's the Shmir Yisera.
It could
it's
be.
Not doing anything for the animal right now. It's only dead.
Yeah, it's just in case it gets lost or it hurts someone or something. You can't ride an animal or lean on it. Feel a bit tzida also lishtamish. This lishtamish is a behemoth. It is also on Shabbos, which is either leaning, any sort of leaning on it is also. About tzidei tzadin, but something which is on it, and then you lean on that. You go to davar echamuna al tzida who mishtamish boy mutter. Like, for instance, some. I guess you have. Let's say there's a whole bunch of things on packs on a donkey, and you lean on You lean on the pack. That's okay. Even Allah aleh al feel of amazed yerid. If he goes up on top of the animal, he has to go down. Mishum tzabra alechayim, because this is by Elon, says you stay up there. But you don't say by animal, okay, that you're stuck there till Motzei Shabbos because it's Arba Lechayim. Mitam ze porkei masu shaleh. The same reason, even though it might be a shalom muksa, whatever, you're allowed to undo their burden, all their packages, because it's Arba Lechayim. Kei tzad ha'isa machnis roshu tachas ha'masui. Sa'afu l'tad acher v'noifel ve'elov. He puts the head down, and then he's able to lean it to the side, and it falls by itself. Agava, I don't exactly see us. Agava, also leishiv al karon. Any Yehudi manigu b'Shabbos, it's also to sit in the wagon, which even a goy has behema is riding behema. Shemishtamish b'behema, gam shel yachtov zvara. It's called shimush b'behema. Because the gola is pulling him, and so therefore it's usher. I don't know if this is the makor. I didn't really look into this about That's what they say by cars and buses and things, that since you're adding weight, it's called shimush, but not sure. But it's the idea, same idea, that since you're, it's called shimush, you're using the behemoth, he's giving koch, he's taking your weight if you're in an agala. And also, it's not only because of yachav smar, because riding an animal is a problem because of, they might come to pull a branch off. Even here, it's different. Behemah shenafel amasamayim, an animal which fell into a river, stream, whatever. Imamayim amukim, v'nekach enayachel afarnsam. In Karim, it's very deep, and therefore you can't just like feed it over there. Maybe Karim, so if you know it's in tachtea, you put some sort of, you put pillows and things underneath it, b'shem tzalabar lichayim, and so that's able to climb out. Afal pishim evatokli meichano, but for tzalabar lichayim, or matir, evatokli meichano. Din kerud behemah b'shabbos. What's the din of it? It's like scratching behemah on Shabbos. It's some sort of scraping or whatever.
Carding.
Hmm?
It's a type of combing.
Yeah, as I said, it's like a wire comb or something like that. Motur lomar le'eni Yehudi l'chale behemoso b'shabbos. You can tell a goy to milk the cow on Shabbos. Mishum tzabar lichaim shacholav b'tzara. If it needs the milk, but cholav also. But yeah, but that cholav is also on Shabbos because it's a malacha. Yishom mishum tzara from knoisa mina eni Yehudi b'davar muah shoyin nira kecholay b'tzarach Yisrael. That when he does take it later, he should give him a little money. It doesn't look like he did it for you. He did it for the cow. Gvinos she'oisos shifchos. If the shvichos make their own cheese, mutter, they make the cheese on Shabbos. She'ena oimer lehem she'asu, since you don't, they make their cheese. So even if it's since you didn't say anything, you're allowed to go ahead and eat it on Shabbos. Mi she'yesh lo nar eni Yehudi v'roichev al behemah b'Shabbos. This person has a nar. He has a worker or whatever, any Yehudi, shemelicha lahashkoisa, when he brings the animal to let it drink, he rides on it. Ain't tzarachim, I don't say, no, don't ride it. Shachai noisei it's atzmoi, because really be'etzen, there's no problem with hotza, no problem with anything, because really a chai noisei it's atzmoi, that an animal carries itself. So he's not carrying the animal, he rides on the behemoth, there's no problem with hotza. Right, and obviously there's no gzeres of mishtamesh or any of these things. Of hotzarach lamono shalitin alea begodav, however, you should tell him not to go ahead and to put on something on it, because shvisas behema, because it's not carrying him. There's no problem shvisas behema on him, because chaynos say it's atzmoi. He carries himself. That's like, so this is the same reason why it's also for a person to carry. Midrabbanan, it's only also midrabbanan for a person to carry a child on Shabbos, because it's only there. We say chaynos el also deraisa. Midrabbanan, we don't say that here. But behemah is different because only shvitzas behemah. But however, by carrying a child, you say chaynos el asatzmai, that you're not really. It's hard to understand what that means, because if you're carrying him, how is he noisei it's atzmoi? But that's what it means here by he's riding the behema. He's not really riding the behema.
This includes whatever in the guy's pockets. Well.
No, that's the thing. That's just like the begodim.
Since if he were walking, he would be carrying it himself. And maybe it's as if he's carrying it.
Well, the goy. I mean, the goy can carry it. It's not the goy.
Right. I'm just saying. Yeah. How do you define the stuff?
Oh, shvisas behema, because the stuff in his pocket. I don't know. That could be it's part of him. Just to have given mutar limsor sus operet or chamor leroa eli Yehudi. You're allowed to give animals to a shepherd. Avo bishayena Yehudi mishtamish from b'Shabbos, even though he does work on Shabbos. Emekach klum v'mishlomi das Yisrael loeisa. He doesn't ask him, so he just does it. He doesn't wait. He's doing it for himself. You don't have to look into it, but if you see him, you say, hey, don't do that. You don't have to worry if he takes on the chutzatchum. And therefore, you don't have to go ahead and be and touch Jesus behema, so you don't have to worry about it.